The Perfect Stress Podcast does not provide medical or nutritional advice, nor is it a substitute for medical or nutritional advice, and is not intended for the prevention, cure, or mitigation of any medical condition or disease. This podcast provides information only. Please consult a physician or nutritionist for advice. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Perfect Stress Podcast, where we walk that fine line between being productive and overdoing it and triggering stress-related symptoms. I'm Adam Darrow, your host and founder of MyStressAlarm.com. Just a quick update on the MyStressAlarm app. We're getting very close now. We're kind of rounding out the pages as far as what they call splash page, a load transition page, or transition screens, things like that. Just kind of like the icing on the cake to make the user experience a little better, a little smoother, which is really the point of the whole project, which is to, you know, convert it from the website version right now, My Stress Alarm, into, you know, this mobile app with native features and like push notifications and everything and interactive graphs and ability to share your stress improvements on social media and things like that. So getting very close right now. Once these screens are done, which should be within a week, then the estimate is 8 hours to do the what they call the wrapping the app. But basically, it's putting it into a format that is supported by the App Store and the Google Play Store. That's the bottom line there. So getting very close. And so I'm getting excited, not only because, you know, you'll have a superior tool to monitor your chronic stress, because I get it. I know the website isn't the best. I still urge people to use it to start, because it's a lot better than nothing. I can tell you that. And then, of course, all of your data will still be there when you convert over to the mobile app, because it's the same back-end system. So all your data will still be there. But launching the app on the App Store marks a significant shift from the building phase to the growth phase, because I'll be able to put more time into growing this podcast, for example, improving the quality and quantity of content, because I'll have more time. Also guesting on other podcasts and other mediums, maybe radio, maybe TV, who knows. And by the way, I just finished writing the description that will be on the App Store. And I thought, well, you know, maybe I'll just share it with you. Maybe you have some feedback for me. You know, you can always contact me directly at adam@perfectstresscoaching.com. Very welcome to hear from anybody, and appreciate it too, taking the time out to give me feedback. I really appreciate it. And by the way, I'd like to thank everyone who has tested the app. We had quite a few testers, and they broke it in all kinds of ways. We had a lot of bugs to fix. Seems like a simple app on the surface, but I can tell you, there's a lot going on in the background, a lot of different things to accommodate for, and, you know. But anyway, I just want to thank everyone who's helped in any way, and even over the years have given me feedback. It's helped me tremendously. Trust me on that one. But I did want to share for you this description that I wrote on the app. So here goes. So this is what you'll see if you're just someone, let's say you did a search on stress in the App Store. Okay. This is one of the apps that hopefully comes up. And here's what it would say. Have you ever felt like you pushed yourself so much that it actually affected your health, either physically or mentally? My Stress Alarm is the first of its kind chronic stress monitoring app that takes 1 minute a day to use and provides great value for goal-oriented, motivated, driven folks who experience stress-related symptoms. Symptoms that inevitably take your focus away from the very ambitions that motivated you to work harder in the first place, starting down a vicious cycle. What my stress alarm is not: meditation, guided breathing exercises, affirmations, games, and other stress-relieving activities and relaxation techniques, emotion or mood tracking or diary, stress assessment to gauge susceptibility of developing stress-related health issues, cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT. What my stress alarm is: a handy tool that gauges how close you are to triggering stress-related symptoms on any given day. It allows you to make data-driven decisions around how, when to tackle certain tasks, with the goal of being able to walk that fine line between being productive on your goals and overdoing it. With my stress alarm, you're no longer in the dark. You're much more aware of how your decisions and thoughts around work affect your health, productivity, and overall performance. It's your collision avoidance system for stress. Takes 1 minute a day, no wearables or sensors needed. Don't let stress get in the way of success. Try my stress alarm today. So how's that? Certainly subject to change, but I think it's a good start. Well, anyway, moving on to today's topic. And, well, I just want to kind of preface by saying it's not going to be a happy episode. But I do feel compelled to talk about, you know, what's going on in the world today, the misery and suffering, what's happening in Afghanistan, but not just there, Haiti as well. You know, first they had an earthquake, and then a few days later, a hurricane, a direct hit. It's just, you know, terrible. Of course, the pandemic is still with us. Over 4 million people worldwide have died related to COVID. 600,000 plus just in the United States alone. And you can dispute the numbers. You know, you could say, well, you know, there's comorbidities and, you know, they really died more of this than that. But it's still a lot of people for sure, however you look at it. Of course, the increase in violence across the United States and around the world. And, you know, there are many other places around the world people are suffering in different ways. It should be noted that every single day you're on this earth, people are suffering from natural causes and unnatural ones. Now, from a stress management standpoint, I know they always say if you want to lower your stress, start by not watching the news. But, you know, I don't particularly like that advice. I think it's misguided because shielding yourself from the rest of the world is not necessarily going to make you a happier person. Granted, I know the news can definitely be skewed and give you an unrealistic view of the world, you know, by picking certain stories that, you know, tend to get more viewership. But, you know, most of life is about helping other people, getting along with other people, being helped by other people. Like right now, I'm going through this injury. I'm very thankful to know that my prognosis is good because I would think with the amount of pain I'm going through, it's very depressing. So it's good to know that I'll be back to normal one day. And I depend on people to help me there, you know. I depend on an experienced physical therapist and all the people that came before him to provide him that knowledge, to educate him. I'd be in much worse shape if I just didn't know that information and also the do's and don'ts, you know. Same with my, you know, primary doctor. I just had a physical this week. Blood pressure is okay. EKG is normal. Cholesterol is much improved. Sugars are stable. Not taking any medicine. Doc says, keep doing what you're doing, which is awesome to hear, you know, especially when my father at my age, I believe, had high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes. So, you know, I'm certainly more at risk for those things. Now, I could have a great physical and next day drop dead of a heart attack. It can happen. And just to, as a reminder, I'm not a doctor. And, you know, so don't just do things because I did them or not do them because I don't do them. But I do eat very well, I think. I stay away from a lot of fatty foods. Don't get me wrong, I love my hamburgers. I like my ice cream and chocolate too. I do eat a healthy amount of chocolate each day, and I've convinced myself that there's something in it that's healthy, and not just the dark. it definitely seems to help my digestion for some reason. I think it's because of the consistency of chocolate. Again, at least that's what I'm convincing myself. But I eat red meat sparingly. I literally keep track of the last time I ate red meat. I try to limit it to once every 3 weeks or so. I also take a fish oil supplement. I don't take a multivitamin, but I do take the fish oil. But in general, I get about 5 big servings of fruit and 5 servings of vegetables every day, sometimes a lot more than 5. I don't cook with butter. I use olive oil, although I've read that, you know, that's not great either, so I use it sparingly. I don't exercise as much as I want to, which sucks because I really want to. I'm dying to get active, but, you know, with this injury, I have to be sedentary. It sucks, especially in the summer. I'm just not that type of person. But the point is that I'm grateful that I have access to a doctor and all the tests and technology so that I know where I stand in my health. I depend on them, and I depend on others indirectly, and people depend on me. And that leads me back to the news at hand and the fact that we all need each other, either directly or indirectly. And when there are especially horrific events happening around the world, we should pay attention. We shouldn't obsess over it, but we should pay attention, have genuine empathy for those suffering, and do what we can to help. But I also believe that we as humans have the capacity to manage our own stress while not ignoring other people's stresses. I do believe that. Now, there is the other extreme, though, and I bring this up when I talk about sustainability planning and the sustainability matrix, the overextended category. If you're overextended, it means you're stretching yourself very thin. You probably feel like it's an uphill battle to fulfill all your responsibilities from the moment you wake up to the moment you go to sleep. And one of the reasons you may fall into this category is if you're putting everyone else's needs before your own, trying to be all things to all people. But you need to put yourself first. It doesn't mean ignore everybody else, but you got to make sure you're good, you know? And I always think of the example of flying on a plane. On every flight, if you notice, you're instructed to put your oxygen mask on first before helping others. I also like to share a Facebook post from a few years ago from a friend. I've shared this before, but I think it bears repeating. She posted a meme that says, "Taking care of yourself allows you to invest in others." And she also wrote along with that, "Nothing wrong with helping others. People should do that more often. But if you have to compromise yourself in order to support or help another, you'll end up at a loss, sick, and tired. It is just a fact of nature. We end up depleted, resentful, and bitter. This is not sustainable." Her words, not mine, but I couldn't have said it better. Well, on that note, I'll end just by saying, as always, I value your feedback and would love to hear from you. Either post a comment on the Perfect Stress Facebook page. That would be great. Or feel free to email me directly at adam@perfectstresscoaching.com. Love to hear from you, even if we've never met. Doesn't matter. So, as always, stay safe, especially right now with everything going on. Wishing you good health and success. And as always, thank you very much for listening. If you have an autoimmune disorder, heartburn, tension headaches, irritable bowel syndrome, high blood pressure, depression, or something else you think is stress-related, please try MyStressAlarm.com today. It's free for a limited time. There's no wearables or sensors needed, and it takes just 1 minute a day if you're slow. That's MyStressAlarm.com. Anyway, thank you very much for tuning in. And if you'd like to get new episodes automatically, just click subscribe. Also, I'd be much obliged if you left a review or comment. Well, until next time, wishing you good health and success. And remember, stress less to be your best.